death of another greyhound, this time at Nowra on the 17th of February, as a result of what we learned from the stewards' report just released. Greyhound Racing Integrity Commission Chief Vet Michelle Ledger outlined the injuries to this dog and why she had to be euthanised to our reporter Selby Stewart.
So this greyhound had a collision with another greyhound and had a fall, and unfortunately during the fall suffered a severe fracture to her radius and ulna.
Okay, and how serious is a compound fracture of the radius and ulna?
Again, that depends on where the fracture is located. So some fractures lend themselves to being repaired quite easily, and some fractures, because of where they are really difficult to repair or carry a really poor prognosis. And unfortunately, this injury was one of those that actually involved a joint as well and carried quite a poor prognosis.
Is there the possibility of recovery?
The possibility of recovery really, in this case, was most likely to be achieved with amputation of the limb. And this was not an acceptable route of treatment.
And so how is that decision made to euthanize a dog on the track? What are the steps that lead to that from the moment the injury happens?
Yeah, so the greyhounds are always stabilized and provided with pain relief, so that they can be transported to the veterinary room on track. And once they're in the veterinary facility, then they are properly assessed and their injury is assessed. And at that point, a decision is made about whether that injury is stable, whether it's compound. So compound injuries, by their very nature, involve bones that are protruding from the skin. And so they're usually very severe and by this point, very contaminated as well. So the vet will make a thorough assessment of the injury and decide on the prognosis for the animal, talk to the owner involved, and then go through the next steps. In cases of a severe injury like this, with a prognosis for full recovery and leading a pain-free life for the rest of the greyhound's life is unlikely, then the veterinarian will offer euthanasia as one of the treatment options.
That's Michelle Ledger, who is Greyhound Racing New South Wales's Integrity Commission Chief Vet, speaking to Selby Stewart. Dennis Anderson is with the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. Dennis Anderson, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Melinda.
Look, we've heard that this is the 38th death on Australian racing tracks this year and the 8th greyhound to be killed in New South Wales. Do you know how that compares to other years before regulations were tightened?
Yes, it's very similar.
Okay, so the fatality rate is similar to before, I guess, the light was shone on the industry and they cleaned up their act.
Yes, that is correct. The reason for that is because nothing has been achieved as far as fixing the tracks. The University of Technology in Sydney did a very detailed study and handed a report to Greyhound Racing New South Wales in 2017 with a number of recommendations of what needs to be done to fix the tracks to reduce the deaths and injuries. There has been, to date, no changes to the tracks in accordance with the major recommendations of that report.
So what specifically did they say about the tracks and how they could be improved to improve the safety of dogs?
So the main recommendation from the university was to race on straight tracks. The poor dog that was killed at Nowra the other day, it had its incident in a turn, and we've just heard from the chief vet from the Welfare and Integrity Commission describing the horrific injuries that that poor dog suffered. I heard her talking about that, and as I did, I became very, very distressed at the description that this industry will allow dogs to suffer in the name of profit.
So straight tracks, That would be expensive for the industry, that's for sure. I'm not even sure where they would find, the area in which to build straight tracks. I don't know if that's likely, Dennis Anderson, in lieu of it being unlikely. What are you calling for other than a total ban?
Okay, one of the other recommendations of the University of Technology was to reduce the race field from 8 dogs down to 6 dogs. Now, the race at Nowra the other night had 7 dogs. Races in the United Kingdom are limited to 6 dogs. The university found that the more dogs you put on a track, as they come into the turns, they bunch up, and therefore the more dogs, the more risk of injury. The other major recommendation of the university was that the lure be moved from the inside rail and put on an extended arm so that the lure is in the middle of the track. So once again, the dogs aren't bunching up to the inside rail on the turns. Now, Greyhound Racing New South Wales has done neither of those recommendations, and it would cost nothing to reduce the race field from 8 to 6, and the cost of extended arm on a lure would be well below the cost of...
All right, Dennis Anderson, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for talking to us this morning here at ABC Illawarra.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Dennis Anderson from the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds speaking to me on ABC Illawarra this morning.